Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The end of the 2019 legislative session may be as little as 2 weeks away, and as we get closer, things are beginning to speed up as the workload decreases. Some describe it as water going down a drain. At first, it's nearly imperceptible. Then, as the sink empties, the speed of the water circling the drain increases until suddenly there's no water left, and in this case, it's time to adjourn and go home. Today's big milestone is the floor debate for the state's budget in the Senate chamber. Just as in the House, tables with computers will be set up on the Senate floor, and legislative fiscal staff will be present to keep a running tally of the amendments that pass and fail. The debate begins at 8 o'clock and is scheduled to go through 5 p.m., but could go longer depending on how many amendments are passed. The bill was already debated and amended in the committee and is currently in the form that the Republican members of the Senate Finance and Claims Committee want it to be. Now, the fun begins. Both the Republicans and Democrats will meet separately before today's floor session, and each will get different instructions. Republicans will be told to respect the work of the committee and to reject all Democrat attempts to amend the bill. Democrats will be told to vote yes on attempts to put more money back into the bill. The first couple of hours will be the big test. Democrats will present amendment after amendment, looking for chinks in the Republican armor. If the Republicans hold solid and present a united front, then the motions to amend the bill will gradually taper off and the floor session will end earlier. If moderate Republicans go soft and allow some of the amendments to pass, then the Democrats will see an opportunity and will introduce even more amendments, causing the session to extend into the evening. Eventually, the debate will end, the vote will come, and the bill will pass, because it has to. The state cannot operate without a budget, and since Republicans are in control, it's up to them to provide the necessary votes. That's a hard pill to swallow for many of the conservatives who feel that we already spend too much money. Once the bill passes, it goes back to the House, where the Senate amendments are historically rejected. Then the bill goes to a House Senate Conference Committee, where the differences are ironed out. Many people think the House controls the budget, but that's not necessarily true. Spending begins in the House, but once the bill is passed by the Senate, it's in the form that the Senate wants it to be, and it requires a majority of votes in the Conference Committee to change the Senate version. If every move to amend the bill by the House members of the Conference Committee fails, then the bill, as often happens, remains in the form that the Senate wants it to be. Thus, the Senate actually controls the budgeting process. It's frustrating to House members who will bluff and bluster but will eventually concede to the wishes of the Senate. In the end, the bill will pass, the legislature will adjourn, and like it or not, we'll spend more money this year than we did last year. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.